Well, Press TV's Hamid Rezamadi joins us now from Tehran for more on that story. Hamid, the Congress has effectively voted to put more pressure on Iranian civilians, hasn't it?
Sure it has. This latest move by the U.S. Congress shows the extent to which Washington has become frustrated, and now it's going to step up the pressure on Iranian civilians by preventing the country from importing agricultural products. Iran is a grain importer, and the U.S. knows that. And by creating obstacles in the way of grain exports to Iran, the U.S. is clearly committing crimes against humanity, because it only affects ordinary Iranians who've got nothing to do with the country's nuclear energy program. Don't forget that it's not just agricultural products. The U.S. is putting maximum pressure on international banks doing business with Iran. Therefore, Iranian medical companies cannot import some vital medicines. So the U.S. is depriving the Iranian civilians of food and medicine, and that's, again, in clear violation of international laws. That's illegal and needs to be investigated by the international community. I believe that Iran should also pursue the matter in international courts.
Well, Hamid, how different is the latest round of sanctions from the previous ones?
Well, this one focuses more on people rather than the government, and some U.S. lawmakers say this is the toughest they've ever imposed on Iran. Listen to this. This is Jerusalem Post today. The bill was endorsed by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which said the measure, when coupled with existing U.S. sanctions, represent the strongest set of sanctions to isolate any country in the world during peacetime. According to National Defense Authorization Act 2012, a foreign financial institution conducting or facilitating a transaction for the sale of food, medicine, or medical devices to Iran will not be subject to sanctions. But the Congress, on Wednesday night, U.S. time, has amended that and is now preventing sales of agricultural products to Iran. What does that mean? It means they've decided to step up the pressure on the Iranian people. They've also prevented Iran from buying commercial airplane parts that has caused many plane crashes over the past years. Many innocent people have been killed in plane crashes caused by this. And the U.S. has to be held accountable for these crimes at the end of the day.
From Tehran, Press TV's Hamid Rezamadi. Hamid, thank you for your time.